As I said earlier, the 35th Annual National Conference of Black Mayors convened today in Las Vegas. And we're going to check in with three mayors from around the country. We're going to go to Baltimore, Baton Rouge, and Tallahassee to get kind of a temperature gauge from these three mayors. We start with Sheila Dixon from Baltimore, also Melvin Kip Holden, Mayor President of East Baton Rouge Parish, and John Marks. He's the mayor of the city of Tallahassee. Good morning to all three of you.
Good morning.
Sheila, let's start with you. You know, urban centers were already struggling before the recession, and this recession has hit urban areas pretty hard. What kind of signs are you seeing of the recession in Baltimore?
Well, you know, we are really feeling the recession in Baltimore, particularly with what's happening at the state level. We rely heavily on state funding in many areas. Along with what's happened with the revenues that come into the city, we've had to, in just fiscal year 2009, we've had to cut our budget twice. We are actually today at the Board of Estimates going back to our board to talk about furloughs, even for our fire and police. So it's really been a drastic hit, particularly with pension costs, health benefits, cuts coming from the state in the midst of a budget. So we really are feeling it in a way that we've had to make really tough decisions and really had to have our agencies and government to really step up.
John Marks, I assume that many mayors around the country are having to deal with reduced support from the states and from the counties. In Tallahassee, you have been trying to also diversify your businesses there, correct?
Yeah, you know, we've been trying to diversify our economy. Of course, we're a state capital, and I have two major universities in the city of Tallahassee with 65,000 students. So much of the property, we depend on ad valorem taxes, and much of the property is off the tax rolls. And you couple that with the fact that Florida, for the first time in 40 years, lost population. And in this downturn in the economy, that simply means that we have fewer dollars coming from state government, and we also have fewer ad valorem tax dollars that we can collect. So we've had to cut our budget drastically as well. And but I try very desperately to avoid layoffs because I firmly believe that employment and keeping people employed is the key to any to this basic recovery, consistent with the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act imposed by the president. So we're feeling it, but we're trying to work through it with a number of cuts, and we're just trying to make sure that we have the kind of resources available to take care of core services for our people in the city of Tallahassee.
Melvin Holden, you're in East Baton Rouge. You know, we've had our first black mayor in 1967. Obviously, it's been a long time since then. And in fact, the statistics say most major cities at one point in time have had a black mayor. And I'm wondering, these things that we're hearing from Sheila and from John are things that you're hearing from all mayors across the country. So what's the purpose of the Conference of Black Mayors? Why do we still have a need, or do we still have one, to separate the black mayors out from the rest of the mayors?
Well, in many urban areas, you have situations that are quite unique, and we have a lot more problems than a lot of people may imagine, from crime to the things that both Mayor Dixon and Marks brought out. We're watching an economy that's going up and down. We're watching housing. A lot of people need housing. We're watching the loss of jobs. And there are a lot of things that we deal with that maybe in the U.S. Conference of Mayors, we may touch them on the surface, but that conference overall does not
get right.
But that
sounds like like an argument to have a conference of urban mayors.
Well, I guess what we're doing that too. and because, you know, urban versus rural, you see some things there. But regardless of where you are, urban or rural, there are real problems out there affecting every city and town in America.
Well, I wonder if Washington is helping enough. Sheila Dixon, you referred to this a moment ago, mayor of the city of Baltimore. John Marks, you also referred to this. I mean, President Obama pledged to help urban areas, yet a lot of the money in the so-called stimulus package hasn't made it to cities. Do you think the president is moving too slowly to support you, and that you're having to do layoffs when maybe you didn't anticipate it would be this bad?
Well, we in Baltimore have taken and been a help. The stimulus has helped, in helping us to reshift money, for example, in infrastructure with roads. We were able to, because of cuts coming from the state through the motor vehicle revenue, which we've experienced three times in fiscal 09. So the stimulus has helped us to move forward on some of those initiatives and projects, which keeps businesses continue to function. And so it has helped in some ways. I mean, has it helped, you know, in us in providing the basic fundamental services that comes from piggyback tax when you have people working, from property tax, from those revenues that come into local jurisdiction that you rely heavily on? No, it's only touched the surface. So it has helped a little.
John, Marks, what's your opinion? Do you think the federal government has moved too slowly in getting stimulus money out to the cities like yours?
In all fairness, I like to probably prefer to say that they're moving very cautiously to make sure that the money gets down to the right places. Certainly, we would have liked that this money to have gotten to us a lot faster than it has at this point in time. I just left Washington last week ago and talked to a number of people in the administration about the sources of the money and when it is coming down. I want to believe very strongly that those monies will be, we'll begin to see those monies in this last quarter and in the first quarter of next year. I got the impression, distinct impression from the individuals that I talked to, that they want to get this money down to us. The holdup in many respects is that a lot of this money is going through the state government, and the state government under those circumstances are not really providing that money to the local governments. So we have to, and then we're following a formula, the CDBG formula that we've had in the past, and sometimes that money gets bogged down. But I would hope that it gets down fast. What we have done in the city of Tallahassee, quite frankly, we've had some projects that are already bonded and already ready to go, and they weren't scheduled to begin construction or anything like that until maybe next year or the year before. What we have done is accelerated
those
projects.
You moved up the deadline. Right, yeah. And Melvin Holden, you're the mayor president of East Baton Rouge
right.
Parish. You also have gone to international companies to bring to business into Baton Rouge, and it begs the question of, do mayors now have to not just be mayors but actually go onto the global stage in order to weather some of these economic times?
Right. You have to reshuffle the economic deck. You cannot stop in the borders or confines of the United States. We have a company that's from China that announced it will have its first North American plant in Baton Rouge. They produce cancer treatment called Gamma Knife. Next week, we have some business people from Turkey coming in.
Right.
We have a strong relationship with the French and a lot of other things. But just real quickly, our economy is a little bit above what we're watching across the nation because we are the fastest growing economy in the United States right now. The wage growth is ranked fourth in the country. We're number seven in regards to best mid-sized cities for jobs. And we've diversified our economy as well because
right.
we are now pushing more on the digital media end.
And the real estate is looking pretty good for you as well. That's Melvin Holden. He's a mayor president of East Baton Rouge. Yeah. Sheila Dixon is the mayor of the city of Baltimore. And John Marks joined us from his city, Tallahassee.
Good luck to those mayors. And if you want to re-listen to that segment or anything else you missed on the show, you can subscribe to our podcast at thetakeaway.org or on iTunes. We've got our interview with Congressman Henry Waxman up, where he's got you talking about the public option and how it could come back as health reform moves through Congress. Omar writes on our site, a robust and vibrant public option with rates attached to Medicare is what this nation truly needs. You can have your say at thetakeaway.org. While you're there, we have chili on our mind because it's so cold in many parts of the country. You've been sending in your chili recipes. One listener emailed in her friend's recipe for Maui chili. There's chicken, there's beer, and there's pineapple in it, too.
Huh.
If you have a recipe to share, send it to us at 8778-MYTAKE or email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org.
I'm Celeste Headlee.
I'm John Hockenberry. Keep the pineapple in the chili. This is The Takeaway.